Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. There are a few things that most of us associate with this special day. Turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, football, and, as always, leftovers. And so on this holiday, we turn our attention to one of the legends of leftovers. Yes, Tupperware. Last week, the 73-year-old company popped up what it's calling an immersive store in New York City. Tup Soho, as it's called, will only exist through December 22nd, so now's your time. The store, blazing with bright red, green, yellow, and blue walls, is designed to catch the eye of photographers. Like most pop-ups, it's intended as much for social media as it is for human traffic. It features Tupperware as art, products the company describes as museum-honored and award-winning. The first of its kind, the store marks a broader fundamental shift for Tupperware. Sales have been flagging and shareholders have been pushing Tupperware to, join the 21st century. Not long ago, the idea of disrupting its long-standing sales strategy, the iconic Tupperware party, would have been unthinkable. But with pressure to increase sales, the company has bowed to the inevitable and finally made some of its products accessible directly to the public with a brand new website. The irony inherent in the pop-up store is that shortly after World War II, company founder Earl Tupper started out trying to sell his newfangled plastic inventions in stores, only to discover that virtually no one was buying. At the time, plastic was not the plastic we know today, according to Gizmodo writer Rachel Swaby. Used at first for wartime products like gas masks and military lamps, it was greasy and smelly, hardly the kind of thing you'd use to store your leftover lasagna. Tupper changed the plastic formulation itself, making it translucent and getting rid of the smell and the grease. But consumers didn't trust that the confusing, burpable products wouldn't make their food stink anyway, without a way to know for sure they weren't grabbing them off of store shelves. But as Gizmodo Swaby noted, Tupper noticed that some of his products were selling. Unbeknownst to him, a direct sales company called Stanley Home was holding parties, where women would sell the Tupperware to other women. At those parties, dubious shoppers could smell the new inventions, which were now free of the petroleum byproduct odor of plastic's past. The party strategy was working, in spades. Finally, Earl Tupper made a deal with Stanley Home to make the parties his own, and the business took off. Tupper, an inventor who'd been scraping by one invention at a time, sold the company in 1958 for $16 million. Tupperware parties have continued to be sacrosanct. Until now. Under the guidance of Tupperware's first vice president of global brand engagement, Chip Reingold, Tupperware is now building out e-commerce access for customers in 100 countries. Once that's done, and you can actually order that lunchbox online, no matter where you are, Tupperware will launch a global ad campaign. That's after years without advertising, according to the online publication The Drum. That's important because, in addition to suffering from its moribund sales model, Tupperware also faces tough competition. Glad, jointly owned by Clorox and Procter & Gamble, sells similar plastic containers in grocery stores. They're not designed to last for years like Tupperware, but the price points are low enough to inspire you to easily throw them into your grocery cart. And then there's another kind of competitor. Anyone who sells glass containers, seen as far more eco-friendly than plastic. To combat the latter problem, Tupperware is touting the benefits of reuse in its now BPA-free containers, of course. Despite its urgent overhaul, Tupperware isn't abandoning the people who kept it going for the last 7 decades, independent Tupperware reps. Online and at the Soho pop-up, you'll find a pathway to host a party. And in this way, Tupperware is dancing a fine line between the past and the future. Not unlike what Earl Tupper did more than 70 years ago. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily, and we are awfully thankful that you chose to listen to us today. Hey, if you like this episode, hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app. That way you'll never miss a morning. Thanks again for listening. I'm David Brown. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.